You're listening to SBS News.
At the Access Gateway, there's no wrong door. Evan Alexander from Access Community Services explains the ideology that underpins the not-for-profit's approach to providing settlement services to refugees and migrants in Queensland.
As soon as you walk in through the doors, you're not met by a desk. You're met with a wide open space with couches that's laid out nicely, tables and chairs, and just the entire situation is made out to be inviting.
The concierge dance service, which offers tea and coffee on arrival, has encouraged thousands of migrants and refugees to get help with everything from securing housing to doing their tax, or simply use the space as a meeting place.
There's no wrong door. If we haven't got a service that can provide what it is that that client needs, we'll be able to refer you onto somebody else who can, or we'll be able to put you directly in touch with one of our other partner organisations who are also housed within the Gateway.
Its success has been recognised at the Migration and Settlement Awards announced in Canberra on Wednesday night, taking out the Settlement Innovation Award. Mr Alexander said people don't need a specific reason to go to the Gateway building.
So we have internet access, we have computers, we have tea, we have coffee, we have an opportunity where individuals, again, can come together, irrespective of who they are or where they're from, and just be within a comfortable, engaging, for lack of a better way to put it, happy space.
The Lifetime Achievement Award went to Peter Scanlon, who founded the Scanlon Foundation in 2001 to foster social cohesion. The foundation has spent more than $12 million on activities and research to encourage multiculturalism, as well as pursuing its own programs, including the annual campaign Taste of Harmony, which encourages Australian workplaces to celebrate diversity. Legal Aid ACT took out the Diversity and the Law Award for its efforts to provide outreach to migrants and refugees in Canberra. For the past 3 years, cultural liaison officers, including Hassam Hashim, have engaged culturally and linguistically diverse communities to increase their knowledge of Australia's legal system and their rights. Mr Hashim, who speaks Arabic, said family violence and how to deal with police were key issues.
For example, like sometimes just people, they can just have a chat with the police. If he's a police officer, he can just ask them like anything. They think they have to like listen right away without knowing that if he doesn't want to talk at the moment, he can tell him, like, I just need my lawyer. Or if a police officer came to his house, he doesn't have a warrant to search his house, he thinks a police officer can do anything.
Legal Aid ACT Deputy CEO Jane Campbell said the officer's work had boosted the number of migrants and refugee clients.
They have that bridge, enabling people who are disadvantaged and who are particularly vulnerable, and particularly for refugees and migrants to this community, they are in that category. And for them to be able to access legal services is empowering for them.
SBS reporter Pema Dolko was also honoured for journalism excellence for her story on a Tibetan Learning to Swim program. SBS launched the Tibetan radio program last year in an Australian first. Alan Lee, SBS News.